Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Trevor T. Relaford, formerly known as Trevor Brownlee, pleaded no contest to charges related to a drunk driving crash involving a Michigan State police vehicle on Interstate 75 in Saginaw County. The incident occurred on January 29, 2025, when Relaford, driving under the influence with the blood alcohol level of 0.127, struck a stationary patrol car with its emergency lights activated during a traffic stop. The collision caused injury to a trooper and damage to the patrol vehicle and a civilian vehicle. Relaford faces charges including failure to use due care under Michigan's move-over law, operating a vehicle while intoxicated, and driving without insurance. The move-over law violation is a felony that carries a potential 2-year prison sentence and a fine. And Judge Darnell Jackson indicated a likely 2-year prison sentence for Relaford. Relaford has a previous criminal history as a juvenile lifer, having been sentenced to life without parole in 1990 for a murder committed as a teenager. He was sentenced in 2018 to 29 to 60 years and was paroled in 2018 after serving 28 years. His upcoming sentencing for the recent charges is pending before Judge Jackson. The Bay City Department of Public Safety has introduced an electric community online portal, or ECOP, a new 24-hour online system that allows residents to report certain non-emergency crimes without requiring an officer to visit their home or business. The portal is intended for incidents in Bay City where the suspect is unknown and includes reporting damage to property, identity theft, larceny from vehicles, lost property, and theft. Users receive a reference number upon submission to follow up or communicate with the department, though it is not an official case number. The department warned that filing false reports is a crime and said additional reporting options may be added in the future. Reports can be filed via the city's public safety page or directly through the ECOP link. And we come back after this AVS Broadband sponsor message. We'll get to some more local and regional news.
Here in the Thumb region, we're a tightly knit community that supports our neighbors, our schools, and our businesses because community matters. To stay connected, you deserve an internet provider who is local, understands our community, and your online needs. That's why at AVS Broadband, we're committed to delivering high-speed internet that works for you, owned and operated right here in the Thumb. Whether you're working from home, running a business, streaming your favorite shows, or helping your kids with homework, we have an internet plan for you with straightforward pricing and no hidden fees. And when you need help, we're always nearby. At AVS Broadband, our friendly local support team is glad to assist. No long wait times, just real people who care. Stay connected with an internet provider that's as local as you are. See what's available in your area at absbroadband.com or call our helpful sales team at 888-282-4932 today.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at our more local news, a reunion of former Bad Axe JC members and their families took place with 7 past presidents attending. A plaque honoring the JCs led by Chairperson Cheryl Markham for her role in developing Wilcox Park Hall and Playground in 1991, will be displayed at Wilcox Park, dedicated on September 21st, 2025. The plaque will be displayed at Wilcox Park and Bad Axe with the following saying, in honor of the Bad Axe JC's lead by Chairperson Cheryl Markham, who was instrumental in developing the Wilcox Park Hall and Playground in 1991, dedicated on September 21st, 2025. Discussions included past community projects such as the Haunted House, Easter Egg Hunt, and Demolition Derby, with the only event still going, the Thanksgiving Blessing Dinner, continuing as an annual event. Scheduled this year for November 20. For more information, contact Kathy Collings at 586-665-8633. And Michigan's Public Safety Commission Communication System, or MPSCS, marked its 30th anniversary with a celebration hosted by the Department of Technology Management and Budget in Lansing. The event honored MPSCS employees and partners for their ongoing commitment to supporting emergency communication statewide. MPSCS operates a robust emergency communications network that includes more than 350 radio towers and over 156,000 radios serving law enforcement, fire departments, EMS schools, and other agencies across Michigan. Developed in the 1990s as the nation's first statewide communication system for public safety, MPSCS has evolved to become one of the largest and most reliable infrastructures globally, frequently serving as a model for other states and countries. Brad Stoddard, director of MPSCS, highlighted the agency's pioneering role in adopting a standards-based system that influenced emergency communications beyond Michigan. Affecting operations in more than 40 other states, international delegations have sought to learn from the MPSCS model, emphasizing its global impact. Stoddard stressed that the 30-year milestone reflects not only past achievements, but also ongoing commitment to enhancing public safety in Michigan for years ahead. For the full news stories, weather, obituaries, and information, go to thumbnet.net anytime 24/7. And this news update was brought to you by the AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.